Good afternoon. I was, I decided to speak on a subject now to get certain clarity on a point that you should get away with something in your hand. I would like to emphasize on two points. And if it doesn't come clear to how we accomplish it, you could ask. One, and don't get scared, I don't mean anyone personally, including myself, we are lying every day. We lie. And lying is something which we should not lie, we shouldn't be hypocrites, we shouldn't fool ourselves. Why, how do we lie? We start off every morning the tefillah davening, which is a statement of Eliyahu HaNavi. It's a quote of Tonid Be'Eliyahu, Perek of Aleph, which the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, and we sing it every morning. We start the day with that tefillah. Lo'ilam yehei odam yirei shamayim. Ever, the first thing a person should see to be God fearing, inside, outside, through and through. Moidal emes, you should admit the truth, moidal emes, articulate the truth. The doyver emes vilvova, you speak the truth into your heart, speak it into you. The yashke v'yerman get up in the morning and say, that should be the emphasis. You get up and say, God. And then we say the whole thing, we're not coming in with our own great merits, who are we, what are we, and so on. But after our Lachna Alko B'nei B'Nishech, after we are the children of Rovino, Yitzchak, and so on. And then we say, Aval Afiko Nachtatu V'Lohoidos, we have to agree, Ashreinu, Matoiv Chalkeinu, Manoim Berioleinu, Mayofu Shoseinu, Shemushim Erim Pamaim, Yom Yavah, Ashreinu, a fortunate army. Matoiv Chalkeinu, a good is a lot. If you get up every morning and every night and we say Shema V'Ahavta, is it true? Are you really fortunate? Are you really happy? Show me that person who could really go through the whole day training with the Chokeinu and whatever you should say. How fortunate are you? And we say it every morning, so aren't you lying? How can you go into the day with such an open lie? In the real sense, you have to say it. So how can we obtain that happiness? That's number one. And my experience is that we always speak on subjects, all kind of different of subjects. We have our own seminars, the Shel Heved seminar for Frum people. And I realize, no matter where you go, the foundation is Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. Lo'ilam Me'odam Erei Shamayim says, by the way, in the Kor, Elianovi speaks this statement, in the court doesn't even say so. And it was this tefillah, this request of Elianovi that the person, the emphasis of the person should always be first be fortunate, be happy, be self-acceptance, be was given in a time when there was gezeiros you couldn't perform, like in a Holocaust, like in Auschwitz, in Treblinka, no Shabbos, no tefillah, no family life, nothing. So people were shattered. Come say no, it's okay, don't be shattered. Shreinu, Matev Chokeinu, Manem Goreva for Shoseinu. That it was this, and you know, the statement was made for those days. When you feel totally dysfunctional, you can't deliver anything, you think you're vegetating, you're wasting your time, you can't deliver anything, Shreinu. How do we accomplish it? And I came to the conclusion, my personal conclusion is that it's no point to speaking about any other subject if you don't address this issue first. Because if you lie, you're a hypocrite, nothing will talk to you. You could. That's number one. How can you obtain it? Number two, I think with that we spoke already in the past, but it's connected. That we spoke many times, Yud Gimel Lichem, the Rambam means the 30 principles of belief is the absolute foundation of Judaism. Now that without, somebody is not fully believing and convinced and lives the 30 principles, he's simply not Jewish. There's a drama. Yotzei min haklal. He will not get to Olam Habo, not get to Tzias HaMeis. He does not accomplish his mission. You're not being born. You stay in your pregnancy, you're going to be a stillborn baby. Like in Shloshes Me'afela, that 80% of Jews died in Israel. It's all the wrong which they had. They still had. So we have to believe in 13 principles. And one of the 13 principles is in believing in Mashiach. It's not enough just to believe, but you have to avoid him. You have to expect him. So the drama in Hilchos Melachim, not even if Yudhi Milchim says in Perish HaMishnais, which is, you could say it's was written in Arabic, it's translated, and it's not the Halacha, it's not the other Chazokah. So you could say, okay, I don't have to accept all the Purushim of the Rambam, you may say so. Which is not, after all, you have been accepting Yudhi Milchim. There's Chalkim of them. But in Hilchos Melachim, the other Chazokah is the Halacha. Yet you can't ignore. Ned Raman says very clear, call me She'ene Ma'am and Virsa Mashiach, anyone who does not believe in the coming, Oy She'ene Machakov, does not expect him. How does the Kofel come to him? He denied all the prophecies. And it's not going to make Kirsa Mason. So the Ikun is not going to read that eventually he will come, you have to really expect him. And we know the Gemara says in Shabbos, every one of us, after 120 years, when we leave, they come up, they ask us first six cardinal questions. And one of the questions is, to peace and Mashiach, had you expected Mashiach? Had you waited for him? And if not, you believe Mashiach because they promise him, but waiting, okay, I have time to, whenever he comes, he comes. But they don't, you know, ask a 13-year-old boy, you hope to get married, of course, but you're expecting it? No, I'm still 30 years old. It's not. Ask a 25-year-old guy, he says, yes, I'm expecting to get engaged. You have to be in a mode that you're expecting. So here comes the question, on what ground do you expect in Mashiach? Why should we deserve Mashiach? What did you do for that? What had we invested that you should feel deserving Mashiach? To the Chofetz Chaim didn't come, the Holocaust didn't come, and to the Tariyah Kodesh, it didn't come, to the Bekiva, it didn't come for 2,000 years, he cried for Mashiach, the greatest people in history, and it didn't come, the fast is going to come, Busetis. On what ground you deserve Mashiach? And if you can't answer it, then you're not waiting, you just talk. It's a nice song, Hakeloi, okay, it's a nice song. And the Rama said, you have to wait him, so I have to really feel deserving him. Hashem, I'm investing, I deserve. This story that the Chosid came once to the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek was the third Rebbeim of Chabad. He was a very big genius. Tzemach Tzedek in Aloch, in Kabor, and everything. So Chosid came to Tzemach Tzedek. And he says, Rebbe, I'm so expecting of Mashiach. I'm not going to see your graphs. And one moment goes by. Why is it not coming? Because there's a piece of Yeshua. It's Mekarev the Gula. So I'm expecting so much. Why is it not coming? And Tzemach Tzedek told him, the Mashiach which you are expecting is never going to come. And the Mashiach which will come, you never expected him. You never waited for. So we have to first have to know who is that Mashiach that you're waiting for. Don't wait for the wrong Mashiach. And what do you have to do to wait that right Mashiach? Now, I'm not speaking about those Mashiachs you see the pictures on buses and the buildings. I'm speaking about the real Mashiach. But the real one, not unexpected, I don't come, he's selling you Hasidus, Lubavitch. I'm talking about Mashiach, the Rambam. So, on what ground do we do Mashiach? And the answer is, if we answer the first question, why can I be fortunate under all circumstances, then you know why you're waiting for Mashiach. And that will answer the second question. And the question is, I think we spoke about it, on what ground is Hashem at HaKokim? So, well, we should ask you in a nutshell, what do you expect out of your Yiddishkeit? What is the business of Yiddishkeit? In an ASIC, in a business, there is a certain expectation. A businessman knows what he is expecting of his investment. I'm working, planning, doing, risking. What is he doing all of this? Bottom line, money, profit. Yiddishkeit is a business. What is the bottom line that you continuously, consciously approaching it, planning, designing, doing, expecting, wanting to become a Jew? And most of us, B'nai Torah, we just don't have the answer. We generalize it. We just don't have the answer. Now, if a guy comes and wants to convert, a very serious guy, and I'm asking him, tell me the question, I will convert you if you prove to me that you know why you want to convert, and the price you're willing to pay for that. So it comes to him, wow, it's beautiful. I saw practice of Judaism, I saw Torah mitzvahs, so nice. So that you don't have to convert. You did not convince me. For that you could stay out. Noach Tzadik was a big tzadik and everything, saved the world, he was a prophet, you could have spirituality. You could be a Breslover, go to Uman and meditate and be a goy. But for that you don't have to convert. Chanoch was he became a Malach, Malach Metat. Nech was a Tzadik Tomei. For that you don't have to convert. What is the reason you want to convert? And if he doesn't know the answer, I will not accept it. But by the way, in order for him to convert, he has to become Lishma. By the way, according to Rambam, it's a mitzvah to convert to Goy. That's a Bromovina, the Takus Kamfeshchina. It's a mitzvah. But I have to be absolutely convinced that I'm really bringing a genuine potential gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by bringing this person in, Takus Kamfeshchina. And if I detect 1% of Shloi Lishma in this Goy, don't accept it. Don't accept it. I had the privilege with a very close Hadrocha from Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Chayim of Hadrocha, where I was guiding anyone who read my book, Choose Life, and the dialogue which I had, why, what is a Jew, what is a non-Jew, about to convert. And this was a real story. It was an interesting story, of course, that a couple who lived in Canada, he's Jewish, she's not Jewish, a wonderful person, lived together for 13 years. And he came to visit his brother in Or Sameach. We came about Shuva. A younger brother came about Shuva in Or Sameach. He came to visit his brother with his wife. And he started attending classes in Shurim. He got all turned on. And the kid said he decided to become about Shuva. His wife was sent to Neve. She was also turned on with the classes, but she didn't plan to become Jewish because of that. He became about Shuva. And he came home to Canada, got a return, and they had sitters and keep the Shabbos, and she said, I agreed to go to Mitzvah and to cook for you to make Shabbat. Why should I convert? No, that's not. The kitchen, and then he came to Muncie, this boy alone for 1 month. He became very attached to me, very closely attached. And then after a month, I just go back, and I spoke with Rashi, what do we do here? This man is... And he said, you know, my wife, I'm 13, you've never had such a fight. She's, I love her, she loves me. She's the most beautiful person in the world that you could ever see. But she's not holding by conversion. She will do anything for me. What not converting? Why do you have to do this ritual conversion? So I felt obligated to have to tell him. I told him, listen, you're going home. You're not supposed to play with her. I know it's a big nesoyin. You have a bromovino. You have to slowly get so you have to give it the ultimatum. Either you convert regularly, they could continue to live. They had no children. And if not, they have to divorce. He was crying like a baby. He says, I would never have such a wife like that. He said, well, that's your soul. You have to... It's suicide. So he went home, and he gave it the ultimatum. And immediately got separated. They were into flows, and you got a problem. Okay, they got separated. And she was fully exposed to my tapes, because he used to get my tapes. She said, I became totally toberized. But anyway, he gave the ultimatum, and then she decided, you know what, I'm going to go down for 1 week to Muncie and have it out. See, why should I convert? Why is it happening so? And she calls us and listen, I'm investing 1 week. Kenny was here for a month. And he came home with the ultimatum. I go down for a week. I make a decision after that week. So what do I do here? So I went to the Biakov. That was a very close experience. I said, Biakov, the whole story. What do we do here? Blood isn't water. At the same time, we can't play around with Torah. There's a shame with it. So how do I tackle this? So Biakov told me as follows. A case like that is to be noted. He shouldn't broker something. Show her the whole beauty of Judaism. Extremely bringing up as a difference between a Jew and a God. But don't put it down. But warn her. Don't you dare to make a decision to move her because you want to stay with her. If yes, it's going to backfire on you, you're going to regret it. Warn her. Here has a drocha that, you know, like his work with about Shuva. I think a Chassidish guy became a secular and you have to bring him back. So you show him everything, show him all the cards. A goy, you say, but you have to convert, you could stay goy, you could stay, you push him away. Here, I'm not pushing, I want to be Mekarifer. I have to be a Bromovin and sell Judaism. Therefore, when I'm using this technique, and I'm telling it all to you guys, how important this is, suppose you would get such a mitzvah, which I got here, I got a mitzvah. Here I got a mitzvah to be Mekarifer, to sell her Judaism, to ignite it, turn her on, but at the same time to warn her, but the decision should be made totally independent of your husband. And that's had a whole week dialogue. She asked questions. All of the dialogues in my book, Jews' Life, which was done. And she asked a very beautiful question. She says, I don't understand. I believe in God. I love God. I wouldn't do anything for him. Kelly was born in a simulated family. Her mother couldn't care less about anything. Didn't kept anything. And he's Jewish. And I'm not. Just look, I have to go to the ritual. I wouldn't do anything for him. Why do you have to go to the mikveh to make the ritual things? Then I'm killing him. If not, I can't live with him. And the next question is, why I could convert, why can't he convert out to me? It's not fair. I mean, it has to be two ways. If I could come in, he should be able to get out. So, real common question. So, really, I had the challenge, which is the challenge I'm going to tell you now. That suppose you would get a new mitzvah to go out to make converts. So, that Hashem wants to become missionaries. Okay, and to tell you, go out, there's so many goyim out there. Any goyim bringing a convert, you make a get tzedek, $1,000. If you take a black guy, a cannibal, making get tzedek, $100,000. Many of them. Go to Harlem, pick up a guy, and start working with him. How many of you would do the job? Take a goy and sell him Judy. Sell him Judy means to say the price that he has to pay for that. You have to go to the gas chambers, you have to send wife and children slaughtered. That's what you tell him. Don't you know Jewish people? To be Jewish is a prize. Can you do the job? Would you sell it? Would you take country to make a convert? And you say no, it means to say you don't know who you are. How can you be happy? You're paying the price of being a Jew. Look what happened to us this week. Just because you're Jewish. And you don't know why they hate you. You went to the Holocaust. You went to hate it. We're not finished yet. You've been butchered. You've been hated. You've been slandered and exploited. Whatever they want. And you don't know why. So Baruch Hashem, I have no mitzvah to sell it for a goy, what a Jew is, but to sell it. That's a mitzvah to sell a Jew what a Jew is for himself. You have to know what you're holding, what your bag is, what is your values. And of course, if you don't, of course, you cannot be forced, you cannot be happy. How can you say, you're paying the price of being Jewish, and paying the price for the goy, paying the price for the yid, paying the price at home. You cannot touch your wife whenever you want. You, everything is restricted. You can think, you can read, you can go on the internet, you can do this, you can't. And you hear the chesed and nefesh every morning, every night, and so on. So, if you can't sell Judaism to yourself, how can you be fortunate? It's a bunch of do's and don't do's. And therefore, people go around sour. They're not happy. And if they don't practice Judaism properly, even double not happy, they have no oilam hazeh, no oilam hazeh. I'm not a goy, I have no olam hazeh, and olam hazeh also I'm not going to get because I'm not a good Jew. Yom Rishon Yom Kippur is a nightmare, but we have to go through this until we get out of that. It takes years to recuperate until you fall into the trap again. So, how can you be ashamed about that cocaine? So, by the way, just to finish the chapter, at a whole week dialogue, and Baruch Hashem, Shatzah Vishmayo, Selik a Jew at some point, but in the end I told what I warn you, because I care, I have a responsibility to you. I could say anything, but I warn you, you have to be very honest. If the decision is made only because you want to stay in this marriage, don't you do it. She was very honest. She says, I'm honest, it's worthwhile back I'm Jewish, but I'm not trying to separate from my mother, to turn my back on them. And I'm doing it only because I'm exchanging my family for my husband. I will convert, but I'm doing it because of my husband. Says, if he drops right down dead now, would you do it too? Said, no. Said, don't you convert. Okay, she didn't convert. They got divorced. It was a very painful divorce. He picked himself up, he came to Israel. They both cried, they both think there was a very painful divorce. To tell the end of the story, a year later, she was fully talmudized. She had all the information, all the things. She decided to convert. He didn't even know about it. And she converted just before the Shoshana, a year later, she converted. So one of the questions was, she asked me, why I am allowed to convert? And why can you cannot come out? It's not fair. She asked her, did you ever travel on a plane? She says, yes. Did you pay for the ticket? Yes. So you know, on the same plane, there was a lady just like you. Not only she didn't pay, she got paid to be on the plane. And she got all the comfort of the plane. You had to be restricted in the seat, see, but she couldn't walk around, couldn't walk into first class. The other lady, just like you, no discrimination, got paid to be on the plane. I says, why? So who is that? There's stewards. Where do you fly to Rome? You wanted to get to Rome. You couldn't get beyond Rome without a plane, so you had to pay for the ticket. You boarded the plane as a passenger. The other lady has no business being with him. She's here to serve you. She goes and comes. She has to get paid. I told her, listen, we have a destiny. Our destiny is to get to eternity, to get to Chesamis. That's our destiny. I have to get there, to Olam Habo. That's my destiny. That's what I choose. I picked and choose life, destiny. You couldn't get there unless the plane. The plane is this life, this world here. If you're here, you have to pay for every glass of water. You can't take any consumption in your life has to be paid for, restricted, guided, and supervised. You can't do what you want. Period. So we use this life as a vehicle to get us to our destiny. You have no destiny. You're not choosing eternity. You are here into this world and servicing the world. You're the stewardess. You're the pilot. You're the mechanic. God wants them. God created mankind, and He gave mankind the choice: who wants to be a passenger, who wants to be a stewardess. Now, if you're a stewardess, you have rights. All you have to do is 7 mitzvahs, 7 commandments. You're doing a wonderful job, and you get paid for everything. Now, the stewardess could anytime decide to pay for the ticket and become a passenger. But once you board the plane as a passenger, you can't decide in the middle of flight, oh, I become a stewardess, get me into the first class. You're born Jew, you boarded the plane as a passenger. You're stuck. You're free, you're a stewardess, you decide to pay for the ticket, you can. So that was one of the explanations I explained to her. She went home, they got divorced. After a year, she got totally independent. The president of Montreal, she became Geodes, and the same matter, she's today the Rebbetzin of the best in Montreal. All the Geodes go through her. She's the Rebbetzin of the and Ever Shoshone, she called him up, her ex-husband, said, Richard, my name is now so and so. I want you to know, I became Jewish, I just wish you good Yom Tov, so and so. So he was moved. It was absolutely not involved. And then Rebbetzin advised she got remarried, and he married Hanukkah. This Hanukkah, I went to the wedding, and after the wedding, she called me on the side. And she says to me, you know, I heard many times on the tape you telling out the story, my discussion which I had with you. I want you to complete the story that the stewardess decided to become a passenger, she paid for the ticket. That's as well. They got married, and they have wonderful 3 children. They were married for 30 years, had no children. After the conversion, they had wonderful 3 children. And they took beautiful boys, 3 boys, they got my toy, and she became the rabbi of the day. Now, can you do this? Can you do this job? Now, not everyone is obligated to do this job. It happened to me, this thing fell into my lap, so I had to do it, I had to deal with it. I had a drocha for Yaakov Zacharyan Brocha, how to deal with it. But to sell Yiddishkeit for yourself, you're absolutely mechuyev. And if you can't come to the point of shame, at Chalkeinu, it means to say, that's the issue. And here you got the answer. Until you don't make a decision that I'm here to get to Olam Habo, and therefore I'm very privileged that I have a wonderful guidance and advice, and Kudei Hashem Meshorim Esam Chalev, the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Adrosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are straight. Straight means something makes you happy. How can you make Hashem? How can you become happy? What is Yashrus has to do with happiness? Kudei Hashem, the mitzvahs of Hashem Yishorim, they are straight. The Sam Chalev, they make you happy, Ashreinu. So you want to be, so you feel better, you feel happy after putting on filling, after you tell us a dime, after making meat, you feel happy? Where is it? Kudei Hashem Yishorim. The Sam Chalev, I don't feel it. We make mitzvahs and everything, we don't feel the Sam Chalev. What connection is Yashrus, straight has to do with Simcha? Then we have other posting, Oizru ala tzadik, Yishrelei Simcha. It's a straight heart, it's Simcha. We don't know what connection. The answer is, what is the scientific definition of straight? What makes straight straight? How do you define straightness? Straightness is defined the shortest distance between 2 points. You have 2 points, draw the shortest distance, that's a straight line. If it's not the shortest, it's not straight. Means to say, in order to draw a straight line, you have to have 2 points. What are the 2 points? The first point is, me, today, the way I am, with my all issues. It's a fact, a reality. I didn't put myself, I'm here. That's 1 point. Second point, where to? Where do you want to get to? Second point. And if you know the second point is Olamabo, I want to bring myself from here, there, so you have to guide me. If I decided to follow, the straighter you go straight, together, you're happy. It may be painful, but you are really happy. And so it gave me Amir Bocher, an American boy. I came to talk with him. What derech should I pick? There's so many drachm chassidus and this and this and that. What is the most comfortable, guaranteed, easy derech? So the derech to where? Where do you want to get to? So what do you mean where? So explain me. Okay, if you tell me how do I get to Beit Shemesh, I could tell you. How to get to Bnei Brak, I could tell you. What derech? Where? He did not answer. We don't know the answer. What is the ultimate point? The ultimate point in you. Today I'm here, where do you want to get to? If you don't have the second point, there's no derech. You go around in circles. So the minute you decide, Kabbalah Samachu Shalayim is, Mashkim Arim Kamayim Biyom Mishmah V'Hafto, Hashem, I want to unite with you. I want to get into the Cheder Yichud with you. I want to be one with you. I come from you, I want to go back to you. That's Ches Amesim. That's Olam Habo. I come from you, I want to get back to you. How do I get back to you? How do I get connected to you? The Dov Kabbal, Bochartem Mechaim, Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem, Mechaim Kul Kamayim. But if my goal is not to get one with Hashem, what are you talking? Shema is after Shem Echot, Shem is one, I'm one with you. This is not my second point. So the first thing is, we have to know who we are, what we are. And if I make my decision, in other words, I really make daily a decision, will I convert today? If I discover today I'm a God, will I convert today? That's the question. And if not, means to say you're stuck in a situation. You're never going to be happy. But if you want to be happy, you have to come to a decision. Thank Hashem, I don't have to do the process of converting, but in theory, I'm converting. And how do you prove it? Thank you, Hashem, for the treatment that you're treating me. Because conversion, to convert, is a costly, painful thing. To be born, you go to Chevel Eidom. The mad of a dormit, let's bring the same thing. Suppose God forbid somebody got involved in an accident. And they let him lay there. There's nothing could be done. It's a lost case. Your morphine is bleeding out, he's going to die anyhow. The man is devastated. Please help me. He can't help you. You finish. You just finish. He's devastated. Your morphine feels good. He's hallucinating. He's dreaming well. He feels good. He's finished. Comes a word known doctor says, I will treat you. You're going to be well. What you're going to go through now, therapy, everything, chemo, amputations, transplants, whatever that is, do anything. And he's going to put you in intensive care, and the doctor says, he's very faithful. Wouldn't you tell him, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you? Will he complain? It's my choice. I want to live. We are here in the world today as a hospital. Hashem is my doctor. Hashem is individual, custom designing the treatment to me to get me where I pick to be. I pick to be on the marble. I believe it's here, it's amazing. And therefore, I'm happy under all circumstances. After Hashem Elokeichu, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol madecha, b'chol madecha, b'chol mida mida shemoed, because Baruch is measuring up for Yisurim, have moed and moed, but thank you very much. Unfortunately, the opposite. People have to understand well what's going on. Come to us, have a seminar. You know, by the way, I'm selling you a seminar. I'm giving it to 3 weeks. They're having a seminar from Thursday night to Motzei Shabbos. Even Bochurim could come. It's a little costly, but it's worthwhile. And I said, every seminar, that's what I'm saying. In the beginning, why do you come? Thursday, why do you come? Kulam Ahubim, Kulam Barurim, we all flew my doing. We're not going to tell you Musar. We're not going to tell you change your lifestyle. We're not going to tell you anything for Drocha, not Musar, not Shukhanoruch. Nothing. One thing we do promise you. You're going to go home on the Shabbos and the clouds. Happy. Ashrei whatever came. Nothing changed. Everyone has a specular. And you go home at the same time. But the first time you're going to say, Ashrein Matapakenu, genuinely, I promise you that. How long it will last depends how much homework you make after that. But I bring you on a plateau that's going to say, genuinely, Ashrein Matapakenu. If not, you get your money back. I'm saying it in every opening. They look at me like, what, you got to drug us up, you got to put drugs in the soup. You don't believe it. We never had a kishalom. Motzei Shabbos, they said, who wants his money back? We never had anyone tell me I want my money back. You disappointed. Never had one. It's going to be our number 216 seminars. About 100 of them to make together to Shishim Pinkers and Hanukkah. We never had a disappointment. I said, what happened here? No jokes, nothing. We just spoke about ourselves. Who are you? Where you want to get to? Is it your decision? Are you stuck in Judaism, or would you discover? And once you understand, I pay any price for it to be. I'm so thankful I was born a Jew. Ashamed with Efrat Kimmel and And that has to be on your face. You know, everyone's been involved in Kiruv Rechayim. You know, why? The biggest Kiruv is just being an example. If we Jews would walk around with radiating faces, Ashamed with Efrat Kimmel, under all circumstances, anyone going to come in contact with you will become a Talmud of yours. Go and get turned down. I mean, I've experienced it. Now, a part of the Sol Makos Shemayim I'm not going into detail. All the halachos which is in the first part of the Haftor, those are not the original halachos of the Din. For instance, the Mekor of a Havasa, the Mitzvah of a Havasa Shem, is really niched in the first parsha after Shema Lekecha. In the second parsha, Kavod Sof Torah Mitzvot, Lehav Shema Lekecha, Lehav Duchol Levavchem, Limud Atel Matel Shnam Torah, the second part of Matel Mes Benechem, Tfilin, it's mentioned here, mentioned there, it's Mezuzah, Zotel Ben Yoyne, all the halachos mentioned in the first parsha is niched in the call of the halacha. It's not the mitzvah Tfilin, it's not the mitzvah Tfilin, it's not the mitzvah Avos Hashem. It's the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, Tuchah Momet Hashem, Kavod Sof Torah Mitzvot. You have to become a with this halachas. In other words, without the half the shemekel b'chol levavcho, you're not become lo makos shemayim. Mitzvah sav Hashem could become not b'chol. The second parsha is lahav shemekel does b'chol moedechem. But to be one with the kodesh b'chol, and mishenatam levanecho in the first parsha, so chazak you tell me them. Mishenatam levanecho, you have to put. What I'm doing now, I'm become mishenatam levanecho. I'm passing on something which I want to believe myself. Now working on it. I'm speaking the truth into my heart, and I'm expressing God that turned you also on. That's the mitzvah. Avram Avinu, Avram Havo, he was the first Mekabel of Makos Mavram. Yitzchak was the first Mekabel of Avoido, Yankov was Teure. Avram Avinu was the first convert, Mekabel of Makos Mavram. Without Teure mitzvahs, then comes Teure mitzvahs, of every convert. So what you see in Nefesh HaShem Osu B'choran, he expressed it. Why? He expressed it because this is Kabbalah of Makos Mavram. Shenantel Venechem, make Talmidim, is a locha in Yukabul Samach Shuman. In other words, if you can't turn on our other person, be happy. I mean, it's missing in you, you're not happy. The locha is to be my metamida. I tell you a personal story. I had a Rebbe on that. He doesn't even know it was my Rebbe. But I could tell it 45 years later. It happened to me 45 years ago. I went to visit a person in the hospital, in your hospital. A sick person. Rabbi Zvahim says, you know, if you're here already, go up on the 10th floor. This is this room. It's laying there of Chaim Bik. Chaim Bik was measuring Shirov, was the father of the Moshe Bik. Moshe Bik was a big poisek in America. His father was Chaim Bik, was still Rof in Russia. Big time with Kochum was a old Jew. I knew him from, and his leg is very, very sick, but it was a few days before he was lifted. So if you're here, I'd go up to visit. Okay. Never order me. I go up. Just in the corridor, and I hear screaming, such a yelling from pain. I come to the room. He was laying with his face to the wall, alone in the room. He didn't see me, and he was screaming. Ich dank dir, boy, die Shalom. Ich leib dir, boy, die Shalom. Shkul yachre boy. Russian Jewish. I thank you, Hashem. I appreciate you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. I'm praising you, Hashem. Yiddish, repeating from his scream, from his yisurim. I became goosebumps. I got frozen. He's a man. He's screaming from pain. What is it? Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. I praise you. Thank you, Hashem. obviously this, because all his life when he was saying he practiced this. When it came to the point that he's leaving the world for such a soon, that was my thank you. This is my prize of champagne. The Funksara Agra, according to the pain of life, is the reward of life. When he becomes Jews in Olam Haba, how much will you appreciate Olam Haba? How much you have paid for that? When you walk into a canyon, to a supermarket, right? How much you walk out? How much money you left behind? What are we leaving behind in life? How much did you struggle because you're Jewish? How much you paid for that? How much you fought the Yetzirah? How much you converted? So you say thank you for that. And I must tell you, after I came out, I was standing for 5-10 minutes. I didn't bother him. I couldn't even. I couldn't. But after I went out, I heard from another motor somebody screaming and yelling and cursing. Because we don't know why you have this surim. That's what it is. He was become Shnan to Levanech. He would tell me, he was become Onachu Shvam Chomer. That's what you have to do. So if you go home unhappy because you said it wasn't the best, okay, fine, that's a mitzvah. But you should be ashamed of yourself, but I'm a Jewish. Can you be Mesamech, your wife, can you be Mesamech, your friends? If you would walk around with this accomplishment that you're ashamed of yourself again on our faces, you would turn down the whole world. You would turn because this doesn't exist. Now, if this Hashem HaTev Chokeh, now we have one other problem. If I'm Jewish, it feels amazing, wonderful. But as you know, technically it feels amazing. You're not going to get only if you become Taref Mitzvahs. I'm not going to go into explanation because it's too long and I don't have that much time. What is a Neshama? Meir Hashem Nishmas Odom. The Meir, the light of Hashem, is the Neshama of a person. We are the light of Hashem. If Hashem wants his presence being seen in the world, walk around and advertise him. Hashem, you're a little project, you're projecting Hashem. Neir Hashem. The light which projects Hashem is Nishmasod, Neshama. I have a Neshama, he said, I'm kind of Neshama, not to be. He's a projecting Hashem. He's not projecting Hashem. It's all covered up with a body, unhappy. You have an insight, you have a core of Hashem, Neir Hashem. So how do you bring it out? How do you bring out this Neir? There's other possible Neir Mitzvah. Mitzvah is also Neir. No, decide, what is a Neir? Is it a Neshama? Is it Mitzvah? That's what's explored. Neir Hashem is a Neshama. But then, how do you bring the Neshama out? Through Mitzvahs. You know what a Mitzvah is? Every Mitzvah is a facet. Let's quote the Neir Hashem as a diamond. Now, a diamond could be the most brilliant gem diamond, but it's black. It looks like a stone. You have to polish it. In every facet that you polish, the brilliance comes, the fire comes out. You don't take the brilliance into the diamond, you take the brilliance out of the diamond. So every polishing, every facet that you polish, a brilliance comes out. Now what is the polishing? Our neshama has 630 facets in spirituality. Our body has 613 organs which cover them up, and we have to polish them. Every mitzvah which we do, and we do because we nullify, battle, it's not, you're polishing the facet of that, and brilliance comes out. Comes out without mitzvahs, you can bring out your elokus. Here's amazing, we are actually resurrecting ourselves by bringing out the neshama, we're converting our body to become a part of the neshama. We synthesize the neshama with the group, only through practicing this. Without practically, technically, fulfilling sikhatat mitzvot, you can't completely convert yourself into Neir Hashem. We have an ability to do sikhatat mitzvot. At maximum, we have 270 mitzvot of Chofetz Chaim. And near Shein will be 8, is 207. So here I want to be Jewish. I want to get to Olam Haba. I want to give a gift to Kodesh Baruch Hu myself. I want to connect you. Atamat Veikum Hashem. But that Veikus demands 630 mitzvahs. In order every facet of my neshama should be radiating and projecting, I have to publish 613 facets. I don't have it. Then be some mikdash, then be limited. And even what I have, I can do complete avigas for her, have problems and so on. So what I'm waiting Mashiach for? Mashiach will enable me to practice 630 mitzvahs. I'm not thinking Mashiach to get me out of the hospital, get me out of the intensive care, of the surgery room. I'm expecting Mashiach to enable me to practice 630 mitzvahs. Until I'm missing one mitzvah, I couldn't complete my job. That's what I'm waiting for Mashiach. If a person today makes his conscious decision, I'm so fortunate being Jewish, and I will invest, I will sign myself into the treatment whatever Hashem has to treat me, no matter at what cost it is, how painful it is, in order to reconnect with my second point to Hashem, I will do everything which is my will, I'm ready to help you. You have a problem. I haven't got the mitzvahs, I haven't got the Tabas HaMikdash, I haven't got children, I'm not married. All the difficult which I would love to have, the situation doesn't give me. So you're waiting for Mashiach. Hashem has to give you Mashiach. Because without Mashiach, he can't complete your job. And that's the real Mashiach. So says the Rambam clearly. Mashiach is not to bail us out from the trouble. Mashiach is to bring you back to square one. Other Mashiach, square one, he had the job to bring himself to Olam Habo, Shabbos. He had to make Shabbos. Hashem won't, but I can't force on you to do it. He said, that's never going to be, you're not going to get, you're going to die. So when he got the challenge, says the Zohar, put him in Gan Eden to offer the mitzvah, say, Hashem mitzvah, say, again, only other magician Gan Eden, when the Yetzirah is out there, not in himself, and he was given the opportunity to practice all 6 months of the mitzvah, here he had the job to do, to prepare for Shabbos. But since he sinned, he was driven out, the Yetzirah got into him, and that's what we are today. So if I choose to live this clear summation, you have to get me back where I came from, to Gan Eden. And that's Mashiach. Mashiach is nothing more bringing you back to square one where we grew to begin with. Bringing back in a matter of Gan Eden, he can be able to contract the sources, but mitzvahs, he had no other problems to work for living, for things. You only worry one thing, to complete 600. Shamna Vodcho, they're going to serve you 100%. The Yitzhak is going to be out there, not in me. I'm going to read, that's the Rabban says, Mol Hashem is Levovcho, Hashem will circumcise our heart, we'll take out the Yitzhak, we have no Nikir. And what we will do? Then we're going to work until Shabbos, practice 600. And therefore, there's two Tchis HaMesa. All our ancestors who died already, as much as we could do today, we do today. Whatever we cannot do today, we yearn for Mashiach. And Hashem has to give it to me because he wants me to get back to him. And this is the only way. So he promised me I'll get back to him. But he must get, but I'm expecting him. I'm expecting two things. First, I'm very happy where I am. I'm happy for my decision. How do you feel it? I'm happy for the treatment. Because I believe everything which you're treating with, no matter how painful it is, not understood, is for my benefit. I'm in treatment. And therefore, but there's things which I cannot do. You have to send me Mashiach. And therefore you deserve Mashiach. Now those ancestors who passed away, they also made a heavy job. They were tzaddikim. But all they have to say, they have to come in the first place of Mason. And we're all going to live with them together. The world in a matzah of Gan Eden, the Yetzirah is out of us, and we're going to be able to practice all mitzvahs together until it comes Shabbos. To the end of the 6,000 years. After that, and the first year of Mason, Goyim also going to come back. Hitler is going to come back, Stalin is going to come back, everybody is going to be judged. All the mishpatim, will be, everything with all the senses are approached. But this is only limited time until we finished our job, completing ourselves, publishing the entire diamond, all 600 confessors. By the 620, we have some mitzvahs that are born. After the job has been done, and the whole world goes to sleep just before Shabbos, says Ramchal, and then who is waking up? Those who get into clear salvation, the ultimate eternity. Only Yiddish going. Finish. What's happening to go on this? Ramchal speaks about it. See, the sun becomes the decoration part of the Neshavot. They're not going to be into. So it's connected. It's connected that you're waiting Mashiach because you are in intensive care. You're being operated. You say, thank you, doctor. Well, the doctor says, you know, I hope you're happy, but you're waiting for certain medicine which has to be bought from Africa. So you're waiting it. There's certain medicines that only Mashiach could give you. So Hashem, I invested so much already, and I'm so appreciative of my investment. You're treating me. How can you not wait Mashiach? How can you not get Mashiach? You are in treatment. So that answers the question. It's Lamaise, it could be accomplished. And I said today, the biggest investment in my, not only to answer for me, for my shalom bayis, for my children, but we have so much social problem, we have physical problem. How many illnesses we have? Why Mashiach has not come? Why do we still have to go to Nebuchadnezzar, everything which you just said is tragedy in Bombay? Why this prolongment of Mashiach? You know, because we don't do the job to begin with. We don't begin to know what we want. So we don't know what we want, we clechet and we sigh and we really unhappy. The result of that is, first of all, there's a lot of illnesses. There's no immune system, there's no energy, there's no simcha. And I had a grandson of a Baruch Hashem as well today, was in treatment for 1 year of cancer and so on and so on. Baruch Hashem came out. One of the things that is seek to make you keep him happy. And we invested so much into chubbing, we bought him a comedian, I mean, in a nice clean way. And every day he was energizing with happiness and decisions and so on. So he was booming. And medically, it's a very quick cure. Medically, say this, to bring it hope, be talking, amun, and so on. So Hashem Matan Kodim is not something, it's a gift, it's an essential part of us. If you have this Hashem Matan Kodim, first of all, if you're bocha, you get easier shit. Of course, anyone you date will be, it's very contagious to be a happy person. You take everything easy. And if you're married, of course, you bring happiness into the house. Then you have no problem with children of chinuch of glitching, because you see they have a happy home. The world doesn't give you any kind of a happiness. So, in my opinion, it's the most important investment that we have to reinvest. You know, sometimes the Yiddishkeit, you don't see the forest because of the trees. It's a beautiful big forest, there's so many detailed trees, you don't know where to begin. So my advice is, let's start investing in us, Mekobot HaSamach HaShemayim. We have to rejuvenate our Jewishness, not the Jewishness. Let me conclude with that. You know, I'll give you an example. Such a couple is married 20, 30 years. They're not happy with each other. They're not happy. They come to a marriage counselor, and, okay, the man, tell me what's your complaint about your wife. They have two complaints. One complaint, she's not happy. I come home, she says, I wish I would never be married. I'm stuck in this marriage. I can't get out. I have children. I'm stuck. I wish I would never know you. It's one complaint. Two, no service, no cooking, no cleaning, no laundry, nothing. Balagan. No service. So the marriage guy says this, I cannot give you two. I cannot deliver two. I could deliver one at the expense of the other one. And I give you the choice, what should I work on? One, I could give you a happy wife. She's going to be crazy about you. She's going to dance and dilly-dally around you. She's so fortunate having you as a husband. She'll speak all to her friends. You come home with the biggest smile, biggest reception, but no food. Okay? No service. So she's a shlemi. She has one. Or I could give your wife a yekete. You're going to get a star of 5 stars, a hotel of 5 stars. But a sour face as she was till now. You pick what you want, first or second. What would every normal man say? First or second? No, what would you say? I want the first. Okay, I go buy the top first. I'm going to buy finished food. But give me a happy wife. Hashem is our husband. We are his wife. He's not happy with us. He says, Hashem, I cannot help you. The Sheikh wants to help Hashem. He says, Hashem, I cannot help you. What do you prefer? First, give me a happy wife. Give me a happy Jew. Your function is Hashem. So I go to the wife. Why are you not happy? You know what, I'm happy. My husband is too perfectionist. Do this. I just can't handle it. On yourself for the husband. Back off. Don't be so demanding. First give what you could do. First be happy. Then we've got to go to the practicing part. Mashiach will enable us to practice. But first you have to be happy. If you're not happy, then you don't deserve Mashiach. Mashiach is the second part. To be practicing Jews. But Hashem, I'm happy. I'm so excited being your child, being your wife, and I'm going to get back to you. But please, give Mashiach to him to the second part. Mashiach will not give us happiness. Mashiach will not give us Kavod HaSamach. You see, Mashiach will enable you 630 mitzvahs, except one thing, Kavod HaSamach HaShemayim. Mashiach, and I'm not going to the local part of it, which lately it's a revelation to myself. Do you know there's no mitzvah in Torah, Kavod HaSamach HaShemayim? The mitzvah Kriya Shema, which happened to Kavod HaSamach HaShema. But you become mitzvah Kriya Shema, even you not become. Suppose I say, if you have only the first posik, you're Yotze. I was mitzvah after Shema Kecho, those are the decorations. That's Kavod HaSamach HaShema. But if you're not become, if you're not happy, you still become Kriya Shema. You put out film, okay, I'm someone, I'm stuck with you, okay, I'm your wife, okay. Mitzvah and Mashiach would enable us to deliver 613 mitzvahs. Kabbalah Sabbath Hashemah is something which we have to work with today. Mashiach will not give you happiness then. Ein mekablim geirim, yemoysa Mashiach. Mashiach is seen, everything you're going to get, but not geirus. You can't be a Avraham Avinu. Everyone wants it. When is the season for that? Today. Today we're waiting for Mashiach. You know, Hashem, because I'm so excited about you, I'm so happy with you. I'm thanking for all the treatments you're giving me, for all you seem to be giving me. It has complete with your transformation, but I'm stuck. I'm still handicapped. I have no mitzvahs. Please send me Mashiach. It's going to make the second part. The first part we have to do. The second part Mashiach will do. But if I don't know what I'm waiting for, you don't put in the first part, Mashiach is a wrong concept. We don't even know what Mashiach means to us. Mashiach is to make us able to deliver what we want to do, what we want to deliver today. And that could be accomplished. Now, if I wouldn't have seen it again and again and again, every month we have a seminar. This month we have in English, next month we have in Hebrew. It's in America, we have seminars in Yiddish, Chassidim, real Chassidish seminar. You wouldn't believe it. You become gated. I always tell them, don't become a Bolshevik. I convert you. First become a Yid. I always say, our seminars make skinny, it doesn't make Jews. Make Jews. Not religious. You see, you just have to go back to Yeshiva to kind of become religious. Work on your midas. But first become a Jew. Convert. And the fact is, we never had a failure. Once you understand it, they're well detailed, explained, turns people out, automatically bias changes. Help outlets. I had once a seminar years ago, we had the Trukshim Show, 22 years ago. We had a big hotel in the summer in the Catskills. So the hotel, we had our own group, and the hotel had his own visitors. So people from the hotel, modern people, attended our classes, you know. Moonlighting, you know, they also that. Yes. Some years ago, I met an elderly Jew. He says to me, I can't tell you how all my life I've done. So I remember this year, I had a La Vista, I had a hotel. I was a guest over there. And 10, 20 times at the seminar, and took on all your advisors. You know, I was a basket case. I was in therapy. I was in medication. I was a nervous wreck. After the seminar, I took on your recommendations, everything which was done, so and so. Finished therapy, finished medication, I became a healthy person. I owe my life to you. I'd seen it again and again and again. You could totally, and you have to emphasize that has to, and therefore, and you another come to every morning, said, your day starts lo oilam. The first thing you order, and I want your people in the Holocaust, the start of the oilam, Mirishwam, Ashen Matev Kokenu. Now, if you don't know why, again, think about it. Is it my commitment? Is it my choice? Who am I today? Or am I stuck in the situation? Is marriage my choice or I'm stuck in my marriage? How could it be my choice? Yes, I accept what Hashem is giving me. Hashem says, I accept my children the way they are or what they not are. Hashem is running the world. It's all a part of my treatment. Hashem, I'm not complaining. If there wouldn't be a mitzvah to daven and to do ishtarlos, I wouldn't open my mouth. I wouldn't tell you what to do. In treatment by the doctor, will you tell that what you should do, what you shouldn't do? That's our confusion, because when it comes to the second part, the third mitzvah is a mitzvah to daven, the question is ishtarlos. So obviously I do a daven, you don't get the answer, you do ishtarlos, nothing comes out, then you get down, so you're unhappy again. No, ishtarlos and daven, it has nothing to do with your happiness. You start off with shmava after, oiva mitzvah, vat yashem el kecho. Unconditional, I'm happy, I'm excited, because everything is happening. There's a second part, practicing. In practicing, we fail. But if I failed in practice and I did not fail in the first part, I still share what I've cocaine. Yisrael Afa Pishachoto Yisraelu is still being in treatment. That has to be emphasized. Once you accomplish that, it helps me, helps my family. And anyone who comes in contact with me, it helps them. Any secular person. Because you know what you're selling. You know why to become Jewish. So if you take, I could tell you, I'm 100% sure, if you give me a group of goyim, and give me, it should be between 3, 4, 5 days. Let's start. And we could, you know, Hashem speaks to us in two forms. One in Torah, and one in reality. Fact. Our job is to interpret the reality through Torah. What happened this week in Bombay? Where is in Torah? Who is Ishmael? What is the Arabs doing it? What is Muslim? I have a whole long explanation of the whole thing. I don't know when you wanted it, Ishmael Yechalefanecho, Ishmael Shematicho, Goy Goy Nasumeni, Yud Beis Nisim, Pere Odom, Yodah Bekol, Viyad Kolboy. It's unbelievable what's going on today for the last 100 years since Zionism came to the thing, since Erev Starting, it's all so beautifully explained in the Gemaras, in the Shiva Dal Malchus, of Chaim Vital, Golus HaChamishi. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So you're not confused at least. I know we suffer, we're going through real pain because we don't live up to it. But at least I understand what's going on. And that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to see Hashem's performance, which he's performing, he's doing the tune of Adrasa Cholomaisim, and I could explain it, Toiridik, where is it in the Torah? And once you see yourself in the Torah, you see that you're not devastated, you're not afraid of the future, you know what is coming to, what is our potential to. That's also mitzvah to learn. To see Hashem in today's practice, the daily practice, to see Hashem in the Torah, that's our job. So once you have it, so I left you some brochures. Anyone who wants to sign up for the seminars, Bochum could also come, group yourself in the room. And I could also promise you the same thing. You go home on Shabbos, and if you're not happy, you get to my match.